question on a Wednesday. Who's that girl? Yes, every Wednesday we do this. We call it Woman Crush Wednesday, where we profile incredible women doing phenomenal things in different, walks of life. And today we're in the business world. We're in the entrepreneurship space, a space that I'm really excited and eager about, considering the climate of the times we live in. The more of us that can look out at challenges and turn them into opportunities, and therefore starting up businesses and employing others, the better for the economy, the better for Mzansi, and the better for everybody. So I'm so excited for our Woman Crush Wednesday today. She is the general manager of an operations at a bank in South Africa. Raisa is also the founder and director of a platform called the Startup Grind Durban, which brings small business owners and entrepreneurs together to inspire and learn from each other. Raisa is also the co-founder of Sizawena, which helps artisans find opportunities, and she still finds time to be a mom to two adorable little children. The powerhouse is in the building, everybody. Welcome the beautiful Raisa Bayat. How are you?
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. I'm super excited to be here with the Carol Afori. Thank you. Super honored.
I'm so excited to have you here. What you do is incredible. I think a lot of people don't understand how much of a great space it is to have a place like Startup Grind, where you're a small business, you're someone who's wanting to venture into business, and you really don't know where to go, who to speak to, who to support you, and you are the co-founder of this platform. I have to start here. How did it happen, the Startup Grind?
Absolutely. I think for me, in terms of everything that I do, I firmly believe that you should live your life intentionally, live your life with purpose, and live your life serving others before serving yourself. And if that is your motivation behind everything that you do, you will see the impact in everything that you do. And that's a huge part of the reason as to why I run Startup Grind. So in fact, as you mentioned, I have an 8-to-5 job. I work at Albaric Bank South Africa as GM Operations. Startup Grind is a voluntary thing which I do after hours. And the reason I do it is because of the impact that it has in the community. Interestingly enough, so prior to my role as GM Operations, I was in the sales space and I was a corporate manager, and I used to interact very often with very successful businessmen and women in the corporate space. Very ambitious, very successful, a lot of them family businesses. And I would always think, and I would often think to myself, why is it that the smaller businesses and the SMMEs can't scale and grow like these bigger businesses? Why don't they have the opportunity to learn from these bigger businesses? And, you know, oftentimes there's this conception that the reason there's a very high startup failure, and there is because there's a lack of funding, or it's because the government doesn't incentivize startups and SMEs enough.
Right.
And that's there, right? But I think the biggest challenge we have is the mentorship gap. So it's that aspect of mentorship and skills and advisory. And that's where Startup Grind comes in. And that's why I do what I do. And it's to empower individuals, it's to educate individuals. And just, even if you're just an aspiring entrepreneur and you want to start a business, you could be a student, you could be a business professional with a side hustle, or an accomplished businessman. And this is what the platform is all about. It's about empowering and educating those kinds of individuals. Yeah.
So someone is listening now and they're like, wow, this sounds like a platform I'd like to be a part of, to be in a room with people who are business-minded, who are also hustling, who are also seeing flames in the business world. How do we go about it? Like, where do we start? How do we get involved? Are there monthly meetings? Like, how do we hang out?
So, Carol, it's pretty simple, really. Just go on to our global website. So, Startup Grind is actually a global organization. We're one chapter out of about 500 chapters globally.
Wow.
So you go on to www.startupgrind.com/Durban and join as a member. It's free. Join as a member. You'll receive all our mails and notifications in terms of our events. Join our social media platform, startupgrinddurban_official. Follow us on LinkedIn, Startup Grind Durban. And it's pretty simple. You'll get the notifications, you register for the event, and pitch up. I encourage if you're an entrepreneur or businessman, or even if you're not, I encourage everyone to attend these events. It's a huge opportunity for you not only to network with ambitious, like-minded individuals, but also to learn from one another and to just be inspired, really. It's very motivational. And so I encourage everyone, if you haven't attended a Startup Grind Durban event yet, please do come and attend one. We've got one happening on the 23rd of April. So look out on our socials for that.
You know, I'm so enthused by what you said opening this discussion.
Yeah.
Saying that live life with purpose, live life serving others, and that's why you do what you do.
Yes.
How did you get to that point of realizing that life is about purpose and it's about doing things for others? When did that light go off?
So that's an interesting question. I think growing up, I've always had this sense and this belief in community and community building. And I've always had this passion for empowerment and education. But I think a huge part and the reason as to why I follow this principle of living with purpose comes from me being grounded in my faith mm-hmm. and my belief in God, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, how did I get here? I think also it would be my grounding and my background in terms of my childhood. I think a lot of my work ethic comes from my parents. Mm. I had a very hardworking mom who worked full time. She had four kids, yet still managed to put a fresh plate of food right. on the table every day. My dad was very entrepreneurial, and that's probably where I get the entrepreneurship mindset from. Yeah. Self-employed, dabbled in a few things, and I think quite successful in his own right as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So a huge part of what I do today comes from my upbringing growing yeah. up. And again, that idea of living with purpose, you ask, when did it happen? And it wasn't something that I always had as a young individual and a young girl. But I think probably in my 20s, when I started attending these kind of events myself, and I myself used to attend these networking and startup events, and I realized the value that you were giving back to the community and the impact that it was having and the scale of those types of events in terms of the value add, that's when I realized I need to do more to give back to the community.
Oh,
and beautiful. So that's essentially where it stems from. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a short break. I've got two pending questions for you. The first one is, we have someone walking away with a million and change on Friday. And I spoke to a financial analyst who said, in today's climate, if you can have other streams of income, it's fantastic. So being part of the startup grind, ideas on how to start a business, where to begin for someone who says, I just want to put some money into something that's going to generate something back for me. You know, he mentioned ideas of in property and buying an Uber and getting a car on the road that's going to give you money. But just a starting point for this person who wins, what advice you have for them? My second question I'm going to throw to you when we come back from our break is, of course, words of inspiration. You seem to have a lot of balls in the air, but let me throw back those two questions that I had initially given you. The first one was, you are with the Startup Grind Durban, which is a platform for small businesses, SMMEs, and just entrepreneurs to come together and network. So this person on Friday is going to walk away with a million and change. We have
wow,
this competition.
That's amazing.
It's insane. For those of you who are just hearing it for the first time, ecr.co.za, a million and change into the competition. So they're going to win a million and they're going to win 125,000 rand for charity. We've spoken to a few charities we think, you know, would need the money. And now I'm thinking there's a million rand. You also don't want to be that person who blows it in a million.
Absolutely. And it's very easy to do that.
It's
right?
very easy to blow a million rand. I can do it in a day.
Yeah.
Trust me, I can do a million.
Same here.
Very easily. So you don't want to be that person who looks back and you're on I Blew It. You know the TV show I Blew It, where you talk about how you had money and now you don't have money. And you look very hungry on the show. You don't want that. So I wanted you to give us some ideas of how we can be creative in the entrepreneurial space. I'm assuming the first thing you're going to say is come to a Startup Grind meeting.
You're absolutely right about that,
yeah,
Carol.
Yeah.
Definitely. Come to our Startup Grind events. Come
yeah.
to our monthly events. Come to our workshops, because we also host workshops which upskill entrepreneurs and startups. I think the second thing would be, a lot of people think that, you know, with technology and AI, everyone is looking for the next big tech startup. And I think that we sometimes undervalue the smaller, everyday, what do you call them, boring businesses, right?
Okay.
And there's a lot of value in those.
Okay.
So I'm talking, you know, the laundromats, the sneaker wash, the car wash business,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think for me, if you're an entrepreneur or if you're winning a million rand, and if you're planning on starting a business with that, the starting point would be, number one, attend our events.
Yes.
And get mentorship and advisory. That's very important. So get an advisory board if you need to.
Right.
Seek mentors and experienced entrepreneurs
right.
and experienced businessmen and businesswomen. The second thing would be, when you're thinking about the business that you want to start, don't overlook the boring businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And also, think of the solution which you are providing to the community. And if you can find a problem that you are solving, if you are presenting a solution where there's a demand in the community, you've already won. And then it's easy. Yes, obviously, there's the marketing and the product development and the service, etc. But once you've identified a solution that's solving a problem, you've already won half the battle. So yeah, that would be my advice in terms of this individual if they are planning on starting a business.
Yeah, I love it. Now, we love asking this question. You're a woman in a really crazy, crazy busy industry. You got babies, you know, life is happening. What advice do you have to some of us who are struggling to just keep all those balls in the air every day? How do you do it?
So it's not easy, hey? So I think it goes back to, you know, I mentioned earlier that guiding principle of living with purpose. And I think when you live with purpose and you know what your why is and why you do what you do, mm-hmm. it becomes so much easier to find that energy and the motivation and put in that extra effort. And I know, Carol, you're nodding because you do a gazillion things. And we were just chatting about it off air.
Right.
And I think when you have that and you know you're adding value, you will find a way and a means to juggle what you're doing. And the second thing is your support system. Don't be afraid to raise your hand and say, hey, you know, I need help. And thankfully for me, I mean, I've got an incredible support system. My husband, my parents, my husband's parents. I've got an incredible nanny. And I mean, I don't know what I would do without her.
Nannies
right?
are heroes, yeah.
Absolutely, superheroes. And so, yeah, I think as long as you identify what your purpose is and your why, you will find the way to make it work. Yeah.
Find a way to make it work. Raisa Bayat, thank you so much. We appreciate it. This time always just flies. Startup Grind, you can find them on the internet. Just type in
startupgrind.com as well as on Instagram and LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day and thank you for inspiring us. And we hope the person who wins the million heard what you had to say. Because I don't want them on I Blew It. I want them living their best lives.
Thanks so much, Carol. Thanks for having me on air. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.